Leo sprinted to the hallway bathroom, slammed the door, and locked herself in, just in time. An angry knock followed. "Hey! Hurry up in there!" Leo let out a cackle to match her Halloween witch costume. Marisol, Leo's 16-year-old sister, banged on the door. She could huff all she wanted. Leo had no plans of letting her in. With four older sisters, Leo was used to these morning races, and it was nice to be on the right side of the locked door for once. Mama always told Daddy that one bathroom for five girls should be considered cruel and unusual punishment. The house was too small, she said, with only one story and more lawn than living space. Daddy would just wrap his arm around Mama and say,
"You're small too, Elena, but you're perfect for this family."
"Is that you, Leo?" Marisol jiggled the doorknob. "What are you doing?" Leo leaned over the cracked sink, which was always clogged with wads of long dark hair. She dipped a finger in her sour apple green face paint, drew along the edge of her forehead, and rubbed down her cheeks. "Come on, cucaracha!" Marisol yelled. She called Leo cockroach whenever she wanted to be nasty without getting in trouble for using bad language.
"I'm putting on my costume!" Leo shouted.
"Aren't you getting a little too old for costumes?"
11 is not too old.
Besides, with Marisol's black leather jackets and ripped tights, she dressed like it was Halloween every day. Leo wiggled her fingers at the door, the way witches cast spells in movies.
"Snakes in your hair,"
she thought, as loudly as she could. But all she heard was the sound of Marisol sighing against the doorframe. No screams, which meant no snakes, which meant no witch powers. Too bad.
"Marisol," Mama's voice called out, "leave Leo alone. Come use my bathroom if you need to."
"My eyeliner is in there,"
Marisol said, but her footsteps stomped toward Mama and Daddy's bedroom at the opposite end of the hall. Another knock came, softer.
"Leo, please hurry,"
Isabel, Leo's oldest sister, said.
"I can help you with your hair if you need me to."
Isabel was the only one in the house with the patience to tame Leo's mane of dark curls. Leo's other sisters had inherited shiny, smooth hair from Daddy's family, but Leo's hair never went down without a fight. Checking her reflection one last time, Leo smiled. Her perfect witchy costume was all part of her plan for a perfect Halloween. Now she just had to find Mama and make her argument. Leo pulled hard on the knob to unstick the creaky door from its frame.
"Boo!"
she shouted. "Thanks, little Leo," Isabel said, not even flinching. "Happy Halloween." She wore a collared shirt and skirt, with only a pair of tiny pumpkin earrings to celebrate the holiday. She slipped into the bathroom, her grown-up heeled shoes clicking against the tile. Leo couldn't understand why Isabel didn't get more excited. Halloween was one of the best holidays, not because of the candy or the disguises, even though Leo loved both of those things. No, Halloween was extra special because right after it came Leo's favorite holiday of all, Día de los Muertos. The 31st of October was like Christmas Eve. For a second, Leo worried that she should have dressed more like Isabel. Would she seem more grown up without a costume? Then she shook her head, rubbed her green hands together, and set off in search of Mama. The hallway filled with morning noises as the Logroño family got ready for the day. Leo shuffled down the hall, her orange and black striped knee socks shush-shushing against the wood floor. She burst into the kitchen. Sunlight poured through the blinds and onto Mama's windowsill garden, where the basil and oregano and cilantro glowed bright. Leo might have a green face, but Mama had the green thumb.
"Mwahaha!"
Leo screeched at Daddy, who had his back turned as he sprinkled tortilla bits into the eggs scrambling on the stove.
"Buenos dias, Leonora."
Daddy smiled at her.
"I hope you're hungry."
Daddy was good at lots of things, like reading bedtime stories and playing guitar, but he knew how to cook only two things: migas, scrambled egg and tortilla topped with a mountain of cheese, and quesadillas, oozing cheese from each slice. Leo sniffed the air and smiled. cheesy deliciousness was part of every Logroño breakfast.